The final day of the Briaxi Innovation Summit started with a hangover. After the Floor 6 turn-up the night before, I woke up with a terrible headache. I only had 2 glasses of wine, but as someone who doesn't drink that often, it was enough to put me out of commission. I shuffled down to the lobby and went to a bagel shop one of the hotel employees recommended. 1 sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich on an everything bagel later, I was full, but still hungover. I showered and put on my best clothes. Today was the day we went to the White House. I was originally going to do an intense write-up on the entire day at the White House and how I got lost trying to find the Indian Treaty Room and how brilliant the room looked and how inspiring the session was, talking about all the policy action for the ready generation, but I decided not to. What I really want to talk about is the summit itself. It was such a great experience, and to quote Queen Mother Cole, I got all my life at the summit in DC. As much as I make fun of the phrase, it felt good to be in a safe space for the weekend and have the conversations you can't always have in mixed company. Being a person of color in the 21st century is equal parts salvation and condemnation. I celebrate my culture every day and relish the opportunity to laugh over Black Twitter. I lovingly share Blavity articles with my sisters and shaking my head at the crying Jordan meme of the week. But to quote the immortal Q-Tip, sometimes when I laugh, it's to keep from crying. As a person of color, it's hard to watch yet another body cam video of a police officer gunning down an unarmed and otherwise harmless Black man. I can't sit with a straight face when a white Ivy League student gets a slap on the wrist for irreversibly violating a woman, but Bobby Shmurda adds 2 years to his bid so his man would do less time. I also want to note that I don't condone anything Bobby Shmurda allegedly did, but you get the point. And I'm really having a hard time wrapping my head around this presidential election where personality and health concerns have usurped political ideology as what's important. We live in this parallel world as colored people where bad shit keeps happening to us, but we're not allowed to talk about all the bad shit that keeps happening to us just for the sake of not making some white folks uncomfortable. But those negative feelings were non-existent at the Innovation Summit. We definitely talked about the social issues that face our community and the world over, but it wasn't from a place of bemoaning and hurt. It was from a place of inquisitiveness and passion. With every panel discussion, icebreaker, and medicine wheel session, we were always asking ourselves, how can we do better? For some of us, that means acknowledging that the race issue in America isn't just black and white. It's black and brown. It's black and black. I was going to say yellow and black, but yellow still feels a little too raw. But you get what I mean. To sum up my feelings and my experience at the first Briaxi Innovation Summit, I felt respected. I didn't have to worry about an area gaze, white nor black, and it felt so refreshing to be in a space with just people of color. The summit is an experience I'll remember for the rest of my life. The day is fast approaching where minorities will become the majority in the United States. I just pray that we find a better way forward before then. But if the Innovation Summit was any indication, I think we're well on our way. To read Briaxi's policy paper, The Ready Generation, Millennials of Color, and The Moment of Equity and Prosperity, head over to the newly designed localcolorpod.tk. Click the link to download the PDF and give it a read. Before I sign off, I'll leave you with an interview with another innovator at the summit. I'll let her handle the introduction.
My name is Ebony Costain, and I am the founder of Ujamaa Box.
Ujamaa Box is a subscription box service. For people that don't know, can you explain what that is?
Mm-hmm. Ujamaa is the fourth principle of Kwanzaa, and it represents cooperative economics. So this whole idea that if we support each other, we can build our own communities and keep more money in our communities. Subscription box, for those who don't know, they are not new on the market. They've been out for a good 5 years or so. So you sign up, you become a member, and every month you're charged $25 and you receive a box in the mail.
What are some of the items that one would receive if they subscribe with Ujamaa Box?
Mm-hmm. So the special thing about Ujamaa Box, all the products that are featured in the box are by Black-owned businesses and across all industries. Art, music, beauty, literature, fashion, like you name it, if it's black owned, I want it in the box.
Okay, now about sourcing all of those products, how difficult is that? Because I feel like what's hard for a lot of people of color is finding businesses of color to put their money. So what is that process like?
Well, now that we live in such a digital world, it's been fairly easy or easier to find businesses through social media, Instagram, Facebook, and also receiving national attention. People, folks reach out to me as well. So it really hasn't been that hard. I also attend a lot of conferences or go to events where vendors are set up. So I also like connect with people there. But if you just do a little digging, it's really not that hard to find businesses.
What is the overhead like running a subscription box service?
Different subscription box businesses work differently. So, for example, Birchbox, all of the products that they receive, they're free. And then they also get these large corporations and companies to write them checks to have their products featured in, because it's essentially that business is testing their product to see how consumers will respond to it. These larger businesses like L'Oreal or Pantene, they have hundreds or millions of dollars in marketing budgets. So a lot of boxes get their things for free. So their overhead, it's just kind of coming up with like their production, their website, all of the videos and the branding that they create around it. So my model is a little bit different because I do kind of do like a cost share program, because a lot of the businesses that I work with aren't in the position to give like hundreds and hundreds of free items. So while I may not cover the cost for them, it is a good way and exposure for them. So it's they're investing in their business essentially to get products in people's hands.
Where can people find Ujamaa Box online if they want to get involved?
Mm-hmm. So you can just go to my website, ujamaabox.com. And a little cute way that I created to remind myself of the spelling is UJAM African American. So if you just kind of break it down, it's a little easier. But if you spell it incorrectly, I have two websites that'll kind of direct you to the right place. But yeah, you can go there, hit the contact us, and just send us a line.
Okay, and are you on any social media at all?
Yes, social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Blat, Periscope, and I'm Ujamaa Box across all channels. So it's spelled the same way on all.
All right, well, Ebony, I want to thank you for letting me interview you while you're waiting for your car.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
That's it. This is the end. First and foremost, I want to thank Aisha and Cole. There's no way two human beings can be so amazing and inspiring. Those two clearly are not from this planet. I especially want to thank Cole and Briaxi for giving me the opportunity to attend and document the Innovation Summit for the podcast. It was a great experience. I learned so much about myself and my craft. I want to thank everyone who came to the Innovation Summit, even the people I didn't talk to. I don't know who said it, but I hear that you learn something from everyone you meet. Special thanks to Joey Price for having me on his podcast, Business Life and Coffee. Check it out. It's dope. Listen to it while you have your morning coffee. Thanks to Andres Reyes, Lily Floor, Miguel B. Bianco, and Alex Lee for letting me interview them for the summit. Thanks to Christian Pearson and Tasia Thomas for giving me rides to and from the Innovators Ball. Thanks to the hotel we all stayed at for giving me a room with two beds in it. Thanks to Pierre and Jamila from Exit the Apple for letting me use their XLR mic. It's safe and sound, guys. Thanks to the one hotel employee who told me where to get a good breakfast sandwich. And last but not least, thanks to everyone who's listened to all 4 days of the Briaxi Innovation Summit series, and an ongoing thank you to everyone who listens to the podcast. On special assignment for Briaxi, I'm Jason V with Local Color.